I am visiting with Katie Dierker, who works for John Deere. And first of all, Katie, tell me what you do for the company.
Absolutely. I'm the division marketing manager for the S-Series combines and front-end equipment, built out of East Moline, Illinois, and they're shipped around the world.
Well, I'd like you to, first of all, tell me a little bit about this Project Can Do that you've kicked off.
Project Can Do is a really exciting opportunity to be able to really share with the local community, as well as producers, consumers, and folks all throughout the U.S. about the role that American farmers play in feeding the world's population. So we're going to be building a replica combine and front-end equipment, as well as some even have some corn, et cetera, out there to be able to really highlight that solution, as well as building that with over 300,000 cans over a period of 5 days.
I know that you're very involved in the product here that John Deere produces that's going to be featured here. Talk a little bit about this S-Series combine, because this is, you know, a relatively new offering from John Deere, and it is obviously the machine behind everything that you're trying to help people to know more about.
The new S-Series combine was actually just launched this summer, and it's a five-model lineup, really delivering varying levels of productivity and varying levels of features to be able to help producers in their operation and really hone in on three different things. One, fundamentally delivering productivity, also offering new levels of technology to be able to help the producer deliver a better return on investment. We've got new features like an all-new cab, premium residue options, as well as a new cleaning shoe. The average consumer, that may not make much sense, but ultimately what it delivers is, with an S-Series combine, what we'll see at the construction event, it will harvest enough wheat in a day to make more than 1 million loaves of bread.
I'm glad that you put that in that kind of perspective, because it really, I think, brings it home for the consumer who sees these big machines sometimes in a field and may just really not be able to connect what that machine's doing is going to relate to them when they go to the grocery store. The sculpture is going to be showing a field of corn, I believe. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that in terms of, like, for example, with this combine, I know it's one of the new corn heads on the front to harvest that corn. Mm-hmm. How many acres, for example, could a farmer go through in a day?
With the S690 combine, they can actually harvest the equivalent of nearly 30 football fields in an hour, or 350 acres of grain per day. The tremendous productivity.
Is there anything else that you'd like people to know about what John Deere's doing in terms of these machines? Because it's helping increase productivity. And I know that when you look at things like the engines and other elements of the machine, as well as what the farmer's doing, we're also looking at taking good care of the environment too.
You know, with any product that we build, we're really focusing on not only the environment and how we're manufacturing that machine from down the line to their efficient use of fuel within the factory, but also in terms of how that's consumed in the product in the field. And I know when we looked at how we're trying to drive efficiency back into this system, we're doing it through a tremendous amount of technology, leveraging 26 onboard computers, 88 electronic sensors, as well as some really innovative technology in the IT4 engine platform to be able to really help us deliver efficiency, both from fuel to grain to overall harvesting capacity, that can help give back to the environment while they're removing that crop from the field.
Great. Well, speaking of computers, and it is a massive amount of computer technology built into this machine, but consumers, or farmers for that matter, can go online to learn more about this project at facebook.com/John Deere, right?
Checking back in, because we're going to be updating the Facebook page throughout the build, and particularly there around the reveal on the 17th of November, we'll have a chance to really unveil this 300,000 can evolution.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I want to thank you so much, Katie Dierker with John Deere, talking about their Project Can Do. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.